Hello, and thank you for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays. My name is Wendy Douglas, and this is a product of Virtual Carthage and Carthage News Online, where we work to give you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes. We're available on Apple and Google and iHeartRadio, as well as Podbean. So tune in if you would like to hear just the audio of your news every week. Be sure to subscribe. We're also on YouTube and Facebook. So thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your support. If you have any news and events to share or photos, we would love to see your face in 2021. So be sure to share that information with info@carthagenewsonline.com. And I would also like to introduce our sponsor, Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance. Jeff has had an exciting year. I know American Family Insurance, he was one of our first interviews back in early May, and it mentioned some reimbursements that American Family Insurance offered to their auto insurance customers early in the COVID crisis. And also, Jeff has a new office over on the corner of Centennial and Garrison. It's a great new building, and I encourage you to stop in and check out some rates and see if Jeff might be in the best interest of your family. So thank you so much, Jeff, for supporting local news. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to John with some more news.
Hi, everybody. John Hacker. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Carthage this week before Christmas. There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know, you may have heard, Carthage Public Library cut the ribbon on its new Steadley Family Legacy Center. That's the new building that's been under construction for the last year on the library lot just east of the main building. That is done. And as soon as we get past the COVID pandemic, they're going to open that up. And there's a lot of neat stuff in there. That was a $500,000 building that Steadley Trust donated the money to build. And then other organizations gave about $200,000 for the equipment inside that building. We're talking a laser etcher, a 3D printer, high-tech computers for the kids can use to learn coding and robotics, and a kitchen. They're looking at possibly having cooking classes. Actually, they're pretty sure they're going to have cooking classes. So, also at the library, repairs from that July water main break. You remember when the fire main in the old part of the Carthage Public Library ruptured, dumped 150,000 gallons of water into the old part of the library? Yeah, they lost all the magazines and periodicals, but they didn't lose anything that was irreplaceable, according to Giuliacchi. The repairs are almost done. The flooring's been replaced. They're waiting on some materials to finish the basement, but they are almost done with those repairs, and they're looking at possibly being finished with that in, next month. Elections. Yeah, you thought we were done with elections. Well, the April elections are coming up. Those are local elections, and the filing deadlines for those are for school board and city council, and filing deadline for those is January 19th, but people have already begun to file. On the Carthage School Board, you've got two seats open for three-year terms, and the incumbents have filed, Bill Lasley and Lee Iliff Pound, and also Nathan Scott. So there will be an election in April for this school board. There will be a race for the first, for the two three-year seats. In addition, unusually, there's a one-year term. We had a school board member resign 1 year into his term last year, and Ryan Collier was named to that post. He has to run again for that post, and that would be a one-year term, and he has filed to run again. So you will see school board elections. You'll also see city council elections, and we've got some incumbents who have filed for city council. And I'm pulling that up now. City council elections. For Ward 2, David Armstrong has filed for re-election to Ward 2. Siri Otero has filed for re-election to Ward 3. Alan Snow has filed for re-election to Ward 4. And there are two people who have filed for Ward 5, Ed Barlow and Robert Robbins. Nobody's filed for Ward 1, And again, filing deadline for that is January 19th. So if you're interested in serving on city council, you can still file for that too. So you need to contact for the school board races. Give the school administration office a call. Now, it'll be closed over Christmas break, but 359-7000 is the school administration office. And City Hall, 237-7000. That's where you would file for the city council races. John Hacker, this is what's going on in Carthage. Thank you very much. Bye.
And thank you so much for that report, John. We also plan to have our candidate forum again this March. We'll have two separate forums. One will be specific for city council and one will be specific for the school board. I thought those went really well last year and I'd love a chance to interview those candidates. So if you have questions regarding city government or school board, please email info@carthagenewsonline.com with your suggested questions. And in other Carthage news, specifically Carthage schools and sports, we're going to turn it over to David to hear about the great successes we have from some of our kids this month.
Hey, Wendy. Let's get started off with some sports. Carthage Wrestling finished as runners-up behind Camdenton in the Carthage Holiday Duel Saturday, going 3-1. Carthage was down three starters. One was injury-related, and the other two were COVID-related quarantines. Camdenton also went 3-1 in that duel, but won the tournament based on total team points earned. And then over in basketball, it was a tough ending to the week last week for the boys and girls basketball teams as they both faced undefeated teams. Carthage girls lost to Mount Vernon in Mount Vernon and are 7-3 on the year. However, shining good news earlier in the week on Thursday, Carthage's Haley Fullerton reached the 1,000 career point mark by hitting a three-pointer with just under a minute to play in the fourth quarter against McDonald County. The family went crazy. Crowd went crazy. It was a good time. We talked a little bit about it on Friday. But congratulations there, Haley. Great student athlete there. So looking forward to the rest of the season, scoring some more points. And then the boys faced Thayer at the Webb City Shootout and lost 67-53. The boys are now 3-3 on the young season. So looking to improve there. Both the boys and girls teams will be back in action on Monday. Over in girls swimming, last week Carthage won their Invitational, scoring 496 points. Results of that swim meet are online at carthagenewsonline.com. So go get on the internet, go to carthagenewsonline.com, check it out. We appreciate that. And then following up on a bit of news we had last week about CSE teacher Jamie Albers being a finalist for the Classroom Heroes Award. Unfortunately, Jamie did not win, but congratulations on the nomination. That's a way to represent Carthage teaching there. So we will not see you on the weekend review this Friday as we're not doing one. I think we might have some outtakes, some bloopers. Wendy has some good ones. This took me like 10 tries to just get this little bit of info out. So I had a couple of good bloopers there. So we'll see if she uses them. I'm going to shoot them over too. She does all the production work. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate you doing that. And then, so we'll see you on Tuesday on the podcast, 10 Minute Tuesday podcast next week. And then I think we're going to do a weekend review that'd be the new year. So happy new year there. So we will again see you next week. Merry Christmas and thanks for checking this out.
Thank you so much, David. Coming up in advance, we have a run through the lights, and that will be January 3rd. So this is for your runners and also your walkers or people who want to go through the Way of Salvation light tour on foot. We hope to have an interview from the planners of that group next week. With that, I'll say Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us today on 10 Minute Tuesday. If you have any questions or suggestions about the news in Carthage, please send those to info@carthagenewsonline.com. And we hope to see you again in 2021.